Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way here on The Kim Pagano Show. Yes, we are the brighter side of the 805. That's where we're talking right now, and I hope that you can listen, learn, and laugh with all of us. I am Kim. I am your host. I'm here with Tom. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's well over here, Kim.
Very good. Sherry, how's it going?
Fantastic.
All right, and Jennifer?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
All right. Well, we have an amazing show for you today, and I'm so glad that you're joining us here. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, a completely different show with completely different guests. And I am excited and to let you know what our show is going to be about today. Our first guest is Ipatha, and Ipatha Merkerson, and all of you are going to know her from Law and Order. This lady is the no-nonsense lieutenant, and I can't wait to talk about her story and the American Diabetes Challenge. And she's going to talk about Get to Your Goal program. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Also, we're going to talk with Carol Brody Fleet to talk about her book, Widows Wear Stilettos. And this is a book about a practical and emotional guide for young widows. Lastly, we will be talking about Transform Your Soul and Reflections of a Nurse on Compassion, Healing, and Divine Power. Again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And let's bring our first guest on. I know we've been like talking about this, right?
So excited. Not only is she a veteran, a 17-year veteran of Law & Order, but she's also an Emmy, Golden Globe, SAG, and a 4-time NAACP Image Award winner. She's won critical acclaim for her work in theater, film, and television, and we're very excited to have her on the show today.
Yeah, let's bring Ipatha. Ipatha, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. So glad to have you. Tell us. Thank you. Tell us a little bit about your story, and obviously we all know who you are.
Well, I'm talking to you today because I've teamed up with Merck to encourage people with type 2 diabetes to know their A1C number. And the A1C number is very important in terms of your blood sugar level control. It allows your doctor to see how you're managing your diabetes with treatment plan, with your lifestyle changes. And so A1C becomes a very important number in fighting the condition and managing the condition.
Ipatha, this is Sherry Gaba. We are the brighter side of the 805, and so we always ask our guests, you know, what is it that inspired you? What was your brightest moment in terms of why this cause for you to get involved?
Well, I am a type 2 diabetic, and I suffer from the condition, and I have when I was asked to join the campaign, it seemed like a very important initiative for me to be involved with.
Wow. And now, so where is your prognosis now? And tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, I'm managing, and that's the important thing that I've learned about working with this campaign and working with my doctor on my treatment plan, is that type 2 diabetes is a manageable condition. And so I've made some changes. It's difficult as you get older to make lifestyle changes, but it's important to be proactive in your health care. So I've changed the way I eat, I exercise differently, and I work with my doctor on the treatment plan that he and I have come up with to manage the condition.
Ipatha, I have a question for you. I know there are a lot of people that are kind of on the verge of type 2 diabetes. What happens if you don't get it under control? What is the outcome?
Great
when it finally, definitely you have type 2 diabetes?
Well, I can tell you what happened in my family. My father died from complications of type 2 diabetes, heart condition. My grandmother lost her sight. I have an uncle who has had amputation. So the opposite side of this, the alternative for not knowing your A1C and working with your doctor is devastating, the risk and complications that you have by not working with your doctor. So this becomes very important when you're talking about 29 million Americans in this country who have diabetes, and nearly half of them are not at goal. This conversation becomes very important because we can be proactive in our health. That's
wow. You know, I do want to remind anybody of that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Apatha Murkison from Law and Order, and we're talking about America Diabetes Challenge. And so, you know, what I want to ask you is, how have you changed your lifestyle? Did we lose her? Apatha? Oh. Okay. Well, you know, what's interesting is my father-in-law passed away from diabetes, and it's something that I don't think he ever really recognized that he had it. You know, it's kind of like one of those.
I would imagine, of course, you know your body's different because you're not doing what you're supposed to do in terms of eating. But my dad actually was on dialysis for several years, and people would come into dialysis and they got there because of not maintaining their diabetes. And he would say those were the people who really suffered the most from dialysis because it was so debilitating in their life.
One of the things I was wondering about are, what are some of the symptoms of diabetes? You know, I remember hearing that, you know, you get thirsty.
Yeah, that's true.
That was one of the symptoms. I was just looking up to see if I could find some of the other symptoms. Frequent urination, excessive thirst, decreased hunger, weight loss. I thought maybe our listeners might want to know.
Yeah.
Tiredness, lack of interest and concentration, a tingling sensation or numbness in their hands or feet.
Yeah, in their feet.
Wow.
That's another big one. You know, and I did have an uncle on my husband's side that had his amputees too. Again, you know, these are all signs that,
especially this time of year, as someone who suffers from type 2 diabetes, you probably need to know what you can and cannot eat. So when you go to those holiday parties and those family dinners, what you need to stay away from.
And remember, alcohol has a lot of sugar in it.
A lot of sugar.
And I think people forget that.
There you go. I know. Well, again, I'm sorry we did lose her, but what a great example of, you know, somebody making a difference, and because of their journey, that's what it's all about. When you are experiencing something in your life, you definitely want to share, how you're making it happen and the brighter side of your life.
And unfortunately, we weren't able to finish the interview, but everybody should go to americasdiabeteschallenge.com to get more information and find out what that they can do to make their lifestyle better and find out their number.
There you go. Say that again. Where do
americasdiabeteschallenge.com. And it will help you find out what your goals are and to who you can call if you need more information about type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, it is. It's really about your diet, and it's about, you know, feeding your soul, your body, and your mind. And we all don't take it seriously, so that's one of the things. Well, we are going to actually like roll right into our giveaways. And Tom, we've got tons of stuff to give away. And for anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And we've got a lot of stuff. I want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. All you have to do is give us a call, leave us your name, your number, and tell us which prize you're calling about. Also, I hope that you have been getting our newsletters. We all kind of put a little bit in that. You'll find out who we are and all the great events that are happening here in the 805. So if that's something that you want, call that number and just say, I want to be on the, you know, I want to receive one of the newsletters. Also, we are on Facebook, and thank you and for all the people that have been sharing my show out there. Definitely hook us up with, you know, all your friends and share our show. That's how we're growing. So, Tom, what do we have to give away?
You can join us December 11th. That's from 6 p.m. to 12 in the evening, 6 to midnight. For a Winter Wonderland holiday extravaganza to benefit Give Kids the World Village in Kiwanis of Thousand Oaks, Give Kids the World Village is a 70-acre nonprofit resort in Central Florida that creates magical memories for children with life-threatening illnesses and their families, too. They provide accommodations at its whimsical resort, donated attraction tickets, meals, and more for a week-long cost-free fantasy vacation. Sounds like a lot of fun. Tables of 10 will be $650 and include two bottles of wine. Individual tickets will be $65 and are welcome. The evening will include a holiday buffet, dancing, DJs, raffles, the whole deal, silent auction too. You can contact Rosemary Barney at 818-707-1220. For more information. Sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, there you go. And again, it's a great cause. Winter Wonderland, that's definitely something that you want to be involved in. Again, some of our giveaways are we have Rubicon Theater tickets, two pianos, four hands. It's going till November 16th, so we got a little bit longer on that. We've got Memphis coming out, and that is at the Cabrillo Music Theater, and that's November 14th to the 23rd. We've also got Beauty and the Beast, and we've got tickets for that. That is December 4th through the 7th. Also, November 19th, Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night at the Camarillo Regency. That's with Jason Love and all his friends out there. And then we've got Ronald Reagan Library, Amazing Automobiles, the Ultimate Car Exhibit. And that's October 28th through May 1st. And you can definitely go out and check some of that out, all those great cars.
I love the Reagan Library. I can't wait to see the Popemobile and the car that Danny Zuko drove in for Grease.
There you go. And you had a story behind one of them, right?
Well, a friend of mine was an extra in Grease and got huge fame after that. He did really well just because he was an extra in that movie. And there's one moment where he's sitting on the bench at the basketball game, and we saw it at the theaters. It was Doug's face.
Oh, God.
For
oh, how funny.
A count of like 1, 2, 3,
really?
4. And it was so funny. That's Doug.
Wow.
And there was his big fat head up there on the big screen.
Wow. There you go. Also, Chef Amy has given us Morsels As You Wish is her cooking. She's a chef. Amazing. I've seen her at a couple events now, and we have a cooking class giveaway, and that is at Spicetopia, located on 576 East Main Street, and there's a couple to choose from. So anyways, those are all of our things that we are giving away, and let's start off with a Ronald Reagan Library for two, and all you have to do right now is call 805-419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Join us on December 11th, 2014 for a Winter Wonderland holiday extravaganza to benefit Give Kids the World and the Kiwanis Foundation of Thousand Oaks from 6 p.m. till midnight. The event will include a holiday buffet, dancing, DJ, raffles, and a silent auction. Bring your office for a truly memorable event this holiday season. Please call Rosemary Barney to purchase your ticket or a table today at 818-707-1220, extension 619. Visit www.2kiwanis.org for more information.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you are anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Ladies, control yourselves in here.
I know we have so much to say.
I'm telling you. Anyways, so glad that you are joining us here. Wake up, everybody. And how's the time change going?
I'm a little draggy.
I kind of like it. It's light out again in the morning.
I love to wake up when it's light outside. Otherwise, I feel like I should still be sleeping.
Yeah, I like it.
When I leave work, though, I don't like when it's dark. I don't like going to the parking lot when it's dark.
Yeah, but then I feel like my day job is done.
Me too. I'm done.
Yeah. So anyways, all right. Well, I'm so glad that you are here joining us on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. Our next guest, Carol Brody Fleet. And her book is Widows Wear Stilettos. And it's really a practical and emotional guide for the young widow. And she's been on our show before, and I'm excited to have her back again. And, you know, the holidays sometimes just are hard. I've been doing a lot of interviews and talking to a lot of people about, you know, it's the time of year when things get a little rough, even if you're not widowed or you're not single.
And that's why I go away, Kim.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I try to plan a trip every year.
Yeah, there you go. So you have something to look forward to, you know. But anyways, let's bring Carol on. Carol, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome.
Hi, Kim. Hi, everybody.
How you doing?
Hey, Carol.
Hi there.
Hi.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and for my guests that haven't talked with you and listened to you before.
Happy to do it. Going all the way back to 1998, I was at that point just a pretty normal wife, leading a pretty normal life. My husband Mike was a police officer in Santa Ana in Orange County, and our daughter at the time was 9 years old, and that was about the time that Mike was diagnosed with ALS, which is more commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And he fought bravely and courageously, and the disease did take him from us in 2000, leaving me a widow with a then 11-year-old daughter to raise and no sense of direction whatsoever. I had absolutely no idea what direction to turn in. And that's really where the journey of a lifetime started for me. It was a life that I certainly did not sign up for, but, you know, as it happens, you can take tragedy and turn it into something bigger than the tragedy itself, and hopefully that's what we've done.
You sure can. This is Sherry. I was a single mom with a 1-year-old. I wasn't a widow.
Oh my!
But I was
still
divorced.
That's incredibly challenging.
I am incredible.
Sherry's the amazing one.
And you're incredible. And you do. I mean, I became a psychotherapist later in life, and I know that you're an author, and you've done incredible things as well. And it's really true. You can take a tragedy, and you can turn it into a triumph. And so I'm curious, when you say young widows, what age group are you reaching with this book?
I don't like to pigeonhole anybody, because if you say, okay, this book is from, you know, 18 to 40, and the reason I picked 40 is that's how old I was when I was widowed. But if you do that, somebody who is 41 is going to write to me and say, well, I guess I'm too old. And the book itself, really so many of the issues in it are wonderful for anybody who is widowed of any age. It's wonderful for men. It works. But there are issues in there that are targeted to a chronologically younger widow. People who do have younger children or who have to return to the workplace. Maybe they're not looking at retirement soon. You're at a different station in life, and so you have different issues and different challenges.
I like
challenges.
That, a different station
I said
in life.
That too. I love that. That's
yeah,
a great way to say it.
I like that. Go ahead. Well, you had a question.
Yeah, Carol, I have a question for you. I this is probably jumping ahead, but I have to ask you. I would imagine as young widows, the first thing that people think about is, when is it okay for me to start dating? And I feel like that's such a different question for different people, depending on how their spouse passed away, if it was an illness and it took a long time, mm-hmm. or if it was a sudden death. I would imagine it's different for everyone, obviously, just for different reasons. But it was the
kind of like a respect thing,
yeah.
right?
Or, yeah, I yeah. don't know. Or was it the cause of their death that could make it okay to start earlier? I don't think there's ever a right answer or a wrong answer, but what's your take on all of that?
Well, really, you just answered it beautifully. There is no right answer or wrong answer. When somebody writes in and says, when is it appropriate to, and then fill in the blank, date again, take off my ring, keep my rings on, sell my house, what they're really saying is, I need someone to tell me that what I have it in my heart to do is okay.
Wow.
They're looking for permission.
And mm-hmm. you know,
I call it the permission factor.
Yeah, and I almost want to say, even like when you're going through a divorce, isn't it, you know, they say not to do anything for a year, you know, to not do
make any huge changes.
Well, I will say the same thing, but huge changes to me is if you don't have to make any huge financial decisions, if your hand isn't being forced.
Of course.
Don't do it. I will tell women in particular, don't cut your hair. Do not cut your hair.
Well, I was just thinking about that.
You know, it's interesting. I'm a hair therapist, and a lot of times, you know, when they come in and, you know, either they've lost someone, they're going through a divorce, mm-hmm. some kind of a trauma in their life, and they'll be like, I just want a whole new change. I always say, what's going on in your life? You know, and they'll tell me, I'm like, oh, no. You know what we'll do is we'll shape it up. We'll kind of, you know.
Right,
and then
right.
if you're still feeling like that when, you know, in a couple weeks or whatever, then, you know, I'll do it again for you. I have no problem with that. But I don't want you to go through this, you know, another radical
huge change.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because some of those changes you cannot reverse on. You know, you can't. It breaks my heart. So many widowed will hurry up and sell their house because it's too painful to be in it.
Right.
You know, let's find ways for you to get through that pain, but don't do something that could financially devastate you, and you can't roll back on that. You can't recover from that.
And what you're talking about is that you have to walk through the grieving process. You have to go through
Absolutely.
It, and there is no one way. And
no.
and then at the same time, we got to be open and we have to be non-judgmental. Because, for instance, I know people that will go into a single parent group or a grief group, and I know somebody that actually met somebody in a grief group, and they met that mm-hmm. person pretty quickly on. And you know, if you meet somebody fabulous right away, you know, let's not judge either if you do meet somebody wonderful early on and it's before a year. You know what I mean? We just have
yes.
to be kind of open and
precisely.
But at the
you
same
can't, yeah. you, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You can't put your healing timeline or what you would do in a similar situation on somebody else.
Exactly.
So true. So, I think everyone grieves differently, and you have to let people grieve the way that makes them feel the best.
Precisely, as long as it's not coping in a destructive manner.
Right.
You know, alcohol, drugs, compulsive behaviors. As long as you're not talking about coping in a destructive way, what you choose to do in your time, in your way, is okay.
Right.
The only reason I will caution against, for instance, dating too soon, it's not for the what would seem to be the obvious reason. you need to get to know you. You're not the same after you've lost a spouse. You're not the same after divorce.
Carol, let's...
You're not the same after trauma. You've got to get to know you first.
Right. And okay, so let's look at that. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are here with us this early morning, Saturday morning on AM 1590 KVTA. And so how do you do that? How do you go about knowing yourself? What are some of the steps that you, because you're not all of a sudden, you went from couplehood to single, you know? I mean, in a sense, even though you have your partner in your heart, partner, I think mm-hmm. of Tom every time I say that.
Yeah, you go from a party of two to a party of one.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And it takes time for your mind and your heart to catch up with that because you're still in the Mr. and Mrs. the two of you mindset. And when you're in that place in your headspace, the absolute most normal, natural thing to do is plug up the hole that's been left.
So, Carol,
regardless of how it's been left.
Did you meet somebody else?
I did meet somebody else, and I married that somebody else in 2009. Mm. The last time we got together, he was my boyfriend in England, and now he's my husband in the house.
Oh, wow. Nice.
But in that interim, I waited about a year and a half after Mike passed away to begin dating again, and it was 7 years and a lot of dating, and that's another show.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
There was a lot of dating and a lot of getting to know me and getting my life back because you had mentioned earlier about the way that you lose somebody, a long illness versus sudden. And there is a definite distinction. When you get that diagnosis,
yeah.
Your mourning period starts that day. But when you lose somebody suddenly, the rug is yanked out from under you. It is a completely different paradigm. But for me, a year and a half felt right. I'd gotten my own health back in order. I'd gotten my business back in order. I was in the process of helping my daughter transition. And I felt that it was a good time for me to introduce someone into my dynamic. And actually, in the book, there is 10 surefire ways to tell if you are ready to date again. As surefire as anybody can be.
Carol,
there's different ways you can tell.
I would imagine, Carol, that with the holidays coming up, this is a tricky time for people who are newly widowed, trying to decide how they attend all these events that they've gone to all these years with a spouse, and now they're by themselves.
And not feeling left out or alone or, you know.
I have to say something about that. I think what's really hard, I'm single, is that I have found you don't get invited to couple events. You really don't.
Exactly.
There's a lot of intimidation. I think that married women think, you know, you want their husbands, which is really a joke. Like, that's the last thing I want is a married man. And that's happened a lot. I've been married a couple times, and throughout my years that I've been single, married, I find, and I always open my doors to people that are single when I've been married. And it's just very painful, you know, because holidays, you know, you're alone.
Our person house has always been more the merrier.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
As someone who would do the inviting, I wouldn't want somebody to not come because they're no longer
But
their
there
spouse.
Are women and there are people like that that are
so
really...
So are they, do they feel intimidated by...
Listen, my daughter wasn't invited trick-or-treating because I was a single mom. She wasn't invited to a sleepover because I was a single mom.
Really?
Seriously. I mean, I don't know if you ever had those experiences, Carol, but they're...
Oh, and the other moms point and stare at you?
Oh,
it's fabulous. And you feel like the cruise director on Noah's Ark.
Well, I was a very young. I was in my early 20s. And I was at least 10 years younger than the moms. And I was a working mom. So I had all the stereotypes.
I was at a New Year's Eve.
I actually wrote an entire article about this for Huffington Post called She's a Man-Eater.
Yeah.
From the Halls and Oates song in the 80s. And how we're viewed as people that are skulking around schoolyards and hiding in bushes, waiting to pounce on unsuspecting and innocent married men.
That is crazy.
Oh, my.
Like we need to do something like that. And I actually did have the man-eater experience right after Mike passed away with the female half of a formerly friendly and, you know, socially active with us couple.
I remember I had a married friend say to me, oh, my God, Well, I don't know what I would do if that happened to me. How can you stand it? How can you be alone? I mean, it's like people say the stupidest things.
Oh, people
things.
Don't. If they thought before they spoke, the world would be such a better place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there you go. So, you know what? So, Carol, let's wrap this up with, give us a couple tips. And what is your brighter side of your journey of being a widow? Something that you didn't ask for, but life, you know, happens.
The best and brightest side of that, aside from being in service to other people, for me, is discovering the depth of my character, the depth of my strength, the depth of my mettle, and being able to model that for a child who watches me to this day, and she's 25 years old now. But to be able to come through that storm whole, healthy, happy, having found a different, productive life of service, is a wonderful thing. The holidays shine a magnifying glass over any kind of loss, any kind of challenge. There are so many ways to enjoy the holidays. Don't confuse celebrating with observing. They're different. There's a whole lot of tips in both books and on the website at widowsworstletters.com. But the holidays don't have to be a time of doom and gloom. They really can be wonderful.
Wow.
You're talking to somebody who lost her husband 6 days before Christmas.
Oh my gosh. Well,
so, and
you know,
it's important to have when something like that happens, to have a new tradition, something that you can look forward to that's different than what you've
that's
always
very
done.
Important. That's a really great point.
And create new memories while honoring the old.
I love it. Carol, where do we find your book? Where do my listeners find your book?
The book is in all brick-and-mortar stores and major independents, and it's also online at Amazon, Target, Walmart, just about everywhere you can imagine.
Wow, great job. All right, well, thank you so much again, Carol, for joining us here on The Brighter Side of the 805, The Kim Pagano Show. Carol Brody Fleet and Widows Wear Stilettos. So do singles, right?
That's right, exactly.
But I love that name. All right, we are going to do some giveaways, and I've got a couple tickets to Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night with Jason Love and Friends, and that's over at the Regency Paseo Camarillo Cinemas, and I've got tickets. So all you have to do right now is give us a call, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And our next guest, Irene Fulmer, and her book is Transform Your Soul, and it's Reflections of a Nurse on Compassion, Healing, and Divine Power. So stay with us. We'll be right back, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for waking up early with us. And I hope that you are learning and laughing and listening. And that's really what our show's about, just inspiring you to live your life at your best. And some of our guests have journeys that they've gone through things, and hopefully that can kind of put insight into your life. That's what it's all about. So our next guest, Irene Fulmer, and her book is Transform Your Soul. And Irene, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kim.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. So tell us a little bit about yourself and you know, who you are and what your journey is all about.
Well, I have been a nurse for the past 30 years, working in various different aspects of nursing. I got into holistic nursing over the past 12 years. And it made the world a difference in my capacity to work with the patients on a whole new level.
Wow.
Holistic, yeah, holistic,
yeah.
Being, sure.
And now, you know. Holistic, okay. So is that meaning that you don't use any medication? Is that your take
well,
on it?
Well, no, the doctors are still, they're still using medicine. But as a nurse, I'm adding the holistic approach to patient care. And I'm treating the patient with various holistic modalities. For instance, guided imagery is one that I use with patients. And it's very successful in taking them out of anxiety and pain.
So, hi, this is Sherry. I was a hospice social worker for many years, so I appreciate what you do. Do you work with cancer patients?
Yes, I have worked with the cancer patients for years. I did some research with them using holistic therapies, proving that it would reduce anxiety and pain, which it did.
So the transform your soul, so what does that mean to you, transform your soul?
Well, transformation is... why I said transform was because to go higher, to go further, to go deeper.
Right.
To, in a sense, look at it like the worm that goes into, you know, the cocoon, comes out of the cocoon and becomes the butterfly. That's a good analogy because that's really what it means to transform your soul.
Right.
To come into that part of yourself that exists that you don't even realize.
So
you go through your days, you're not realizing that you are spirit.
You know, my father fought cancer, and to me, it was really the power of positive thought, you know, and putting that out there, and then the power of the relationship he has with my mother. And so maybe what you're saying is the power of, a strong soul. And is that what you're saying?
Well, we are a natural body, and we have a spiritual body. Our spiritual body is connected to, it has the senses, you know, to see, to hear, to smell, to taste, and so on, with the next world, which is the heavenly world.
So, Irene,
and, yeah.
When you say transform your soul, I'm thinking if you're given a diagnosis of an illness, it's so important to keep your spirits up, to keep your body strong in order to fight that disease. Even if the outcome is not what you want it to be, you still have to keep yourself in a good place to enjoy the last part of your life while you have that illness. Would that be part of transforming your soul?
Yes. In fact, I worked with a lot of patients that were dying. I did work with hospice, patients as well. as they get closer to dying, they want more of what I do.
And what is it that you do? What exactly is it that you do?
Well, what's happened is I'm connecting them with their spirit.
Okay.
Basically, they're getting connected. If they're believers, if they believe in God, sometimes they have a beautiful experience with God.
Right. So
I've had a patient tell me that God embraced her. Another patient told me that she smelled roses in the room and there were no flowers in the room.
I think nurses are so good at that. Doctors are great. They're amazing. They can do all that. But nurses are sort
angels.
They're
in
more
disguise.
Of the mother.
Yeah.
They're
angels.
Yes.
Yeah.
They always make you feel better.
What it is what I learned in hospice is that people die the way they live. And if they're open, if they're an open person, if they're open to a spiritual life, that's usually when they experience that godly death. That's
yeah.
When they
Irene, it sounds like you are really spiritual, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And how have you always been, or is this, you know, is your career really taken you in that direction?
In my early 20s, I had an awakening.
Okay.
Which is a spiritual, where my spirit kind of became awakened. And so I was able to perceive the next dimension.
Okay.
Oh, what did that look like?
Yeah. Maybe would you feel comfortable?
Well, the heavenly dimension. I've had a lot of experiences. The cover of my book is one of my experiences.
Okay. Huh.
Did you have a near death experience?
No. I just went to go to sleep one evening, and I just glided out of my body, and went up through the ceiling into the universe. And what appeared to me on my right were stairs. I glided through the white clouds on the cover of the book that you see, and there was a door. When I looked at the door, it opened, and the blinding light came through the door and just pierced the hole inside of me. It was a visitation from God.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, you know, everybody has their things that, I've had a calling, I guess I would say, you know. But
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, have you ever experienced anything, Jennifer, Sherry, Tom?
Have I ever what?
No, any of our, you know.
I haven't experienced any sort of experience like that at all. I'm a vibrant dreamer.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes my dreams are part of my daily life, that kind of thing.
Right.
But that would probably be the closest I've ever been to that.
Yeah,
something like
I mean,
that.
There's things that people, you
well,
know.
Well, that's your spirit. See, when right before we wake up or when we start to doze off, we move, sometimes we can move more easily into our spirit. And our spirit man, I call it our spirit man, natural man. And in that place, you can receive messages from
The other side, from
your angel. Everyone has an angel that wants to help them grow in this life
and connect with their destiny. I think it's great what you're doing, Irene, because really when somebody's sick or they're dying, they're really in a lot of fear. And so what somebody really needs is to have faith, to have something to believe in,
absolutely,
you know, at that point in time. So I think what you're doing is fabulous because really, you know, when you go into a stroller hospital or your home dying, I mean, you want somebody to be close to you, to have compassion and to help you.
Not judge you, and just say, if you're somebody to
by your side while you go through that end of
exactly,
that journey.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
thank you.
My question to you is, if you were giving somebody a message, what would be your message to the brighter side of what you do?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of that. If I was giving someone a
message of what you do, yes, how would you help them to get to the brighter side of what, you know, what they're going through?
Well, every obstacle is really a stepping stone to your higher self.
Okay.
Every negative thing that you think is so horrible is one of your best gifts that you can be given in this life.
Wow. So it's just
everything's a lesson, is what you're saying.
Everything's a lesson, and it's a wonderful gift. If we look at it that way, it will literally catapult us into our spirit more.
Wow.
It's a perspective.
Yeah.
A sickness, it's all perspective.
Yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you so much, Irene, for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Where do we find your book?
Well, if you want to go to my, I can give you my email.
Okay.
It is the iVictory, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, at Optimum, O-P-T-I-M-U-M, .net.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Irene. I appreciate that.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate your interest in my book.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to just kind of chat about, we are full blown into the holidays right now. And
we are.
Yeah, it kind of stirs up a lot of emotions and just things that, you know, are going on. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I've got Tom, Sherry, and Jennifer here with me.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. You know, I'd love to get some calls in right now at 419-0008, and we're looking for the diamonds of Ventura, the people that have made a difference in your life, somebody that you're just thankful that they're in our lives. And, you know, we've got things that we're going to be giving away. And so I'd love to have people call in and enter their names in for that. I want to give away a $25 gift certificate right now to Bombay. That is Burgers Bar Music, right over on California Street. And so give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. Jennifer, we were talking about kind of leading into the holidays. What's your thought on that?
I always think it's so interesting how it becomes, the holidays are such a great time of year. They're so fun. It's exciting. You see friends, you go to parties. But then there's also that other side of it, that it's so stressful because it brings out not the worst in people, but I think you're with family. And if we probably all treated our family like we treat our friends, kinder, we don't say whatever we're thinking, it would probably be a better day with our family.
So meaning if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it.
But for some reason, I don't think that always works with family. Like we always, you know,
we always think, oh, it's just family. It's we just, can say it, but they really don't want to hear
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that the problem is there's an expectation, you know, that we're going to have this amazing time because it's the holidays. And I think when you have those expectations and you're disappointed, it can be kind of a bummer. So I think we just have to be realistic. That it's, you know, I don't want to say it's just another day, but I think we just have to be realistic. It's kind of just another day.
That's how I feel about New Year's Eve. I always feel like we even when I was younger,
big, you know, hoopla,
it's
like a right?
huge and then it's night out. And then you go and you do all this, you pay all this money to attend these events, and then you're like, wasn't
kind of
really
like how
fun.
I feel when I like kind of go on a first date, like an expectation.
Right.
Yeah. You always get to, well, not always.
So, right. What does that lead to is if we have less expectations, right?
Well, not,
we
be, just not walk be negative, in. But no. Just be, you know, you can be hopeful, you know, and you want to be positive, but, you know, just be realistic.
Now, I host Thanksgiving for my family. So, and I love to do it. I absolutely love to do it. But my biggest fear is always that people get that invitation and they're like, oh, I don't want to go there again.
Why would they not want to?
I have no
idea. Do you
idea.
Make everything or does everybody?
Everyone brings stuff because we have
is
a lot of
people.
Is that
in your mind, Jennifer?
No, I think I actually one time read it somewhere. I don't know. I just always want to make sure people are coming because they want to come, not because they feel
so
that they have
to. So you created that thought that
in
you
my,
think.
Exactly. And I mean, people always come back every year. So obviously.
I can't imagine them not wanting to. Yeah, we host a Thanksgiving too. But you know what? It is interesting.
And you want people to be present when they're there. Like participate.
So
and
maybe you need to come in
thankful.
And have a talk and we'll do some therapy.
You know
we'll
what? You know what we, oh, you think we need a therapy?
Well, I think this is so woman, you know, like, oh, you're very codependent on your part to worry what people are going to be thinking.
Really?
Like,
I know that's true.
You know what's interesting? The last Thanksgiving, we always invite our family and then anybody that's going to be alone that we know.
Absolutely.
Of anybody.
Because
right?
that brings fun to your family because you see your family all the time, so you want to spice it up.
Correct.
Nice.
Okay, so then
I'll
we actually play foosball. Okay, we get everybody out there.
That's
and
awesome.
Yeah, and so.
Is that thing where you pull the thing?
No, it's like the bat, right? We play, it's like the softball that you throw. It's kind of like a baseball, but it's
wiffle
with the
ball.
Wiffle ball.
Ball.
I'm like,
foosball
is the table.
Yeah, I was thinking this
okay,
thing, the table.
Yeah,
thing.
Wiffle
okay.
ball.
Okay.
Anyway, so we get everybody out there, you know? And,
that's a good idea. I have a 3-foot tall Jenga.
Oh,
which is crazy, and I put that on a table last year, and that was really fun.
Did you make yours?
I didn't make it. I bought it.
Oh, I made one.
You did?
Yeah.
What's a Jenga?
It's like that game that you pull the pieces out, and you hope that it doesn't knock down all the blocks, sort of like pickup sticks, but these little blocks.
It's a great game.
And I have the 3-foot tall one, so you set it on a table, but you don't have to stand there and play until the end. You can come by when it's your turn and pull one out, sort of do it that way.
It's kind of like a little conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's fun. I like stuff like that at a party.
Yeah. We also play different games. You know, we always have our pool table out, so people will be playing that. I like everybody interaction.
Yes,
do you have
exactly.
like cousins and things like that, or is it just immediate family?
No, it's a cousins. And now husbands of the kids, you know,
and what about their parents?
Yeah, because
wow,
it's like
growing.
Where do you we have like
I have an uncle who's about 10 years older than I am, so he is married and he loves us, or we assume that he does, and wants to be with us, and his wife, she loves her family and wants to be with them.
So they go separate?
Well, we said, well, that's not very fun for us or for them, so they all come to my house. So we have a lot of people, and it makes it more fun because nobody's having to be away from their family and we don't see them very often, so that makes it fun.
And do you make it potluck?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We are. It has to be. It's way too many
people. So what
people.
Is your favorite meal? I know that, you know, Sherry, we always go to food somehow, some way.
This is what I love to do. I'll eat during Thanksgiving, but my favorite thing to do is at the end of the night when it's like kind of quiet, then I'll sit down and have my dinner.
So you don't eat the whole time,
right? Not really.
Right?
I mean, I'll eat here and there, but like that's when I like to sit down and sort of reflect on how everything went and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you kind of reminisce at the end,
at the end, exactly.
Yeah. Sweet potatoes is my favorite.
I would say sweet potatoes with marshmallows.
With
pineapple.
Yeah.
If it doesn't have marshmallows.
Do you always have to have a ham? Do you have a turkey?
And a turkey and stuffing.
Not necessarily ham. Yeah.
And my mom always comes over in the morning to help me do the turkey, to do the stuffing. But what's interesting is I get all of that ready, and my mom helps me with it. And I could probably make the stuffing and put it in the turkey myself and do all that. But what I cannot do is my mom and my aunt get it on the table, the heating of it. Like that, I step back and they do that because I cannot do that.
So you prepare all day long and they get it out there.
That's a timing thing. And my mom's making gravy and my aunt's like putting mashed potatoes in the microwave because they've cooled off. Like that is definitely a trick
when
to the day.
When was the time that you started having it at your house and it was no longer at your parents' house?
Oh, when I had my little boy, I think he was probably two, so about 10 years ago, I convinced my mom to let me have it. And really, it was selfish because my parents were divorced, and I kind of spent a lot of the day going back and forth. And then my stepmom actually started hosting Thanksgiving like 2 days later. But it was kind of nicer just to stay home and have everyone come there.
Yeah, I agree. And that's kind of what happened. We had all the kids, and then everybody's kind of – ours was the place to come to. So.
Yes.
Anyways, I know that we have a couple things. One, I want to make sure that everybody gets over to the Blue and the Gray. It's at a new location. It's adjacent to Moore Park College. And again, that's today and Sunday. So get over there. You're going to love it. They've got lots of things, battle schedules, and the gates open, and there's transportation.
It's amazing how the actors stay in character.
Exactly. Also, we've got the Ojai Film Festival, and that is November 6th through the 10th. Tons of things out there, so get out there. There's so many choices of things to do. I know that you wanted to also talk about Reduce. I got to get over to Reduce, but
yes,
really
absolutely,
quick.
Kim. Right before the new year starts, Reduce, located in Newberry Park. The phone number is 805-375-4150. And if you're looking to get a jump start on your weight loss goals, I encourage you to contact them right away. Again, the phone number is 805-375-4150. No food to buy. Doctors on staff. They can help you come up with a program that's right for you.
There you go. Okay. Well, I do want to remind everybody of our 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KVTA. Completely different show. We've got great people and more prizes to win. With that, I want to say thank you to everybody here and all my listeners, and to have a great day. Get out there and do some of the things that we've been talking about right here. And of course, we want to end our show with a moment of happiness. Believe in yourself and all that you are. Know that there is something inside you that is greater than any obstacle. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.